Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the Talk of the Town.
I know you're going to dig this.
I'm here with the Talk of the Town.
Take you to the Hometown Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
Talk
dance
of the
music.
Town. Here with the Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town.
Thursday, March 17th, 8 p.m. Eastern. I want to welcome everybody. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Talk of the Town with Nick Eden. The Millmen present Talk of the Town with Nick Eden here on Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing this evening? I know I'm doing pretty good. Had a pretty good. Al, you with me today, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Live and direct.
I see you.
Rushing down the highway, getting back home. I see. I know, man. Man, I'm hungry than, like, three white kids in South Africa, man, holding their food, you know, and eating in front of hungry Africans. I know that was wrong, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that again. That's another joke that didn't go over. But,
like your boy, what's old dude name from a dirt short that tried to roast.
Doug Williams. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That cat was horrible. We're going to have to play that clip just because. We're probably going to have to play that next week just because. Jamie Foxx murdered that cat.
Oh, yes.
I see we got Kev working the boards in the back, got his coffee with him today. I'm sorry, I'm going to talk about your coffee, dude. It is what it is. He don't want to say anything. He's embarrassed. Buys coffee. Nobody should be drinking coffee.
Unlike Al,
coffee at 8 o'clock at night.
Unlike Al, this is your talk show, and I'm not gonna interrupt the host while he's talking at the beginning of the show like that. I'm out.
I like that. I like that, Jake.
Wow. Just tell him how you really feel then.
Just throw me under the bus, man.
That was a little random, which is kind of Guess the theme of the day. We're doing random acts of entertainment, which we were supposed to do last week. Unfortunately, we weren't able to rock last week, but we thank everybody who still tuned in. We definitely want to thank everybody who tuned in on Sunday. We had a great show on the Millmen's regular talk show on Sunday. It was great topic, Mr. Exciting versus Mr. Boring. So I think we're going to have to do a part two to that because that was got a little heated for a second.
Oh, yeah, man. Make sure y'all go back and download that particular show, too.
Yeah, definitely. Clearly, they're not showing the numbers right, but that's another story. So, right. Man, these last couple of weeks, man, entertainment, it's been a little crazy.
It's been a little crazy.
Oh, yeah. First, I want to say,
Here I go again, cutting you off. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I shut up.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
You know, I ain't gonna say nothing. We're gonna have a meeting about this next week, y'all. Al may or may not be here.
Look, but no, man, we had a man present Talk of the Town. Shit.
So presented.
Shut
on
up.
Your ass.
No, stop.
Go ahead. No, we had a pretty good week, man, as far as sales go. First off, big shout out to Lupe Fiasco for debuting at number one on the Billboard 200 with 224,000 copies sold.
Wow.
That's big, man. myself. Especially when you think that it wasn't even a year ago Atlantic Records didn't want to put the album out. So he showed it. Like, his fans showed up for him. They said, look, we're riding for you. We're going out there and we're going to buy it. We're not going to burn it. And that's what happened. So big shout out to him. Big shout out to Marsha Ambrosius for coming in on the Billboard charts the very next week with 94,000 copies sold, which puts her at number one. That's her biggest debut with just being solo and when she was with Floetry. Her biggest debut. And it was good. It surprised a lot of people. But once again, you know, it just goes to show. When people, I think now people are starting to get tired of all this BS. You know, I think they're starting to want some good music again. I don't know. What do you guys feel about that? That's two good albums that did some really good numbers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, of course, me and Kevin have been talking about, you know, whack music for years. You know, now we're finally getting some good stuff that's sliding through the cracks. Because, you know, well, I would say sliding through the cracks because at first they weren't letting these great artists, you know, come out like this. You know, they were kind of, you know, prohibiting them from actually doing the type of music that they want to do. So, most definitely, man. About time. Shit. I'm tired of Beyonce. Yeah. Tired of Jason. I want to hear somebody new, man. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Beyonce and Jay, they do good music. They're just a little overhyped at this point. I think it's a little too much. I'm tired of them. You might be tired of them, but I mean, honestly, think about it. Who would you rather have come out? Would you rather have another Soulja Boy album, or would you rather have another Jay-Z album? You know, the man still makes good music, so you got to give him his props for that.
I understand.
I'm just saying. Well, it looks like the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I don't know if y'all saw this on a media takeout in TMZ, but Bobby Christina, the daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, last week was, you know, they had some pictures online of what it looked like her snorting cocaine. Now, girl, she's 17 years old, and, you know, they've been pretty much tailing her the last year or so, getting different pictures. She's been wilding out a little bit. She's definitely been wilding out a little bit. But now, Bobby came out, and Bobby was like, you know, that's... My daughter doesn't do that. That's a mistake. That's not, you know, that's, she doesn't do that. That can't be right. And Bobby Christina said that she, you know, it was her ex-boyfriend that put, it made it to look like you're snorting cocaine. Now, I'm not the smartest man on earth, and I'll be sure to put those pictures up on the Middleman's Facebook page, but there is no real way that you can, if somebody can make it look like you're snorting cocaine, if you're the picture, if you're walking and you have a white substance that you are leaning down with your nose leading to it, how can somebody make it seem like you're snorting cocaine? What's about to snort some baby powder? I guess you're going to say it was a stick of some sugar or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. And to be honest, are we really surprised? Are we really surprised?
I mean, they don't cover it up. They don't try to cover it up.
Well, they can try to cover it up, but, you know, this isn't, in my opinion, this isn't like it was in the 80s and the early 90s when Whitney was really getting it in, when she and Bobby were just, you know, going crazy with it. You know, now you're living in the age of the internet. Everybody has a camera phone. Everybody has a video camera, and things go viral within a matter of minutes. So it's like, you know, you can't really cover that up. Well, they reported that Whitney actually checked Bobby Christina into rehab. However, she refuted that when Bobby Christina went on her Twitter and said that, no, I'm not in rehab. No, I don't do cocaine. If my ex-boyfriend is trying to set me up, yada, 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 this, that. And I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. It's not like she wasn't exposed to it at an early age. And she's definitely the most famous out of all of Bobby Brown's children. Well, on top of that, your daddy is Bobby Brown. I mean, like, Like, you can't really.
let me ask you this question, Nick. Have you heard Bobby Brown's son rapping?
No.
Yes, he has a actual. I forgot his name, but he does have a music video out and everything. So yeah, he has a son that is rapping apparently, and he looks just like Bobby, like 100%. There's no way that he cannot claim that that is not his son.
So that's two strikes against him.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like. I was just the other day. I was online. I was looking at old videos of New Edition, and I was all I could think to myself, man, it was some rough little kids. And Bobby Brown just never kind of grew out of that. He's always been kind of a little on the ugly side. So to his son to look just like him, and now his son is rapping. Didn't we get enough of that with Craig Mack? I mean, I don't know.
Speaking of the Houstons and Browns, you know, they're remaking The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
This year is the year of the remake, and they're remaking the classic movie that was one of the ones that made Whitney really a household name in entertainment. They're remaking The Bodyguard. Now, I hear they've been having a little trouble casting for the lead role. A lot of names have been tossed around. Of course, you know, Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, Alicia Keys. It seemed like the front runner for the role was Rihanna. I don't know how that was the front runner, but it is what it is.
Man,
she was
the
front runner.
Who else would have been? Well, let me ask you this, Nick. In your opinion, who else would be better for that role? What you say? And don't say Jennifer Hudson. I don't like
then
her.
Rihanna?
Huh?
Then Rihanna?
Yeah.
Hell, Ashanti would have been better for the role than Rihanna. Cassie would have been better for the role than Rihanna.
Somebody gonna lip sing for Ashanti or something?
I'm just saying. You're already remaking a movie that was a classic.
That's true.
And one of the main things about the movie that everyone loved was the singing. So you have Rihanna as a front runner, but they don't even have to worry about that now because she's turned down the part. Rihanna says that the one thing that she hates is to see singers take movie roles as singers. She feels like she plays the character Rihanna all day. She wants a movie role that's a little more challenging. Now, I think you got to start somewhere first. Because to my knowledge, Rihanna hasn't acted in any movies or TV, actually. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. But I guess it's, she hasn't played a singer, but she hasn't played a singer in real life. So it shouldn't be a problem. That should be pretty challenging for her to play a singer in a movie, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
I mean, I would suspect so. I mean, because pretty much in her video, she ain't doing but covered up porn to me. Which ain't got a problem.
Yeah.
I think she looks good, you know, in my eyes. But, I just look at it as like she's being arrogant to me. Like she deserves,
well,
you know, like a Grammy Award winning type role or something on her first album.
Hey, if they like it, I love it. Because to be honest, I would have not supported the movie had Rihanna played the lead. You know, I'm sorry. For those of us who were old enough to remember the movie and how great the movie was and everything surrounding the movie, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't have seen her in that role. But speaking of great singers,
And because today is Random Acts of Entertainment, we don't necessarily have a theme for the song. So what I wanted to do today was I just wanted to play some really good R&B music. So for our first song of the day, we're going to play probably what I think is one of the best R&B songs to come out in the last 3 years. And ladies and gentlemen, she is back. One of the best singers of the last 20 years is coming back. Kelly Price with her new song, her new single, Not My Daddy, featuring Stokely Carmichael of Mint Condition. This is Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Big E. That was Kelly Price featuring Stokely Carmichael of Mint Condition with Not My Daddy. We're back live.
Still sounds good, man.
Man, Kelly still sounds great.
Excuse me.
Kelly still sounds like, I know. Yeah, she does. Kev, now I know you don't want to talk too much, but I got to get your opinion on that song, man, because I know you're a big Stokely Carmichael fan, big Mint Condition fan. I got to get your opinion on that. What do you think of that song?
It's hot.
I can't stand you.
Hey, he's like the black guy on Family Guy with the on the newscast.
It's not real. You want this dog?
I mean, really, dude?
It's hot.
Really? Oh, G so nonchalant today, y'all.
You know what, Kev, I'm through with you. I'm done.
Hey, look, man, y'all go ahead. Get on to the show, man.
How about this? Give a shout out to Demon Dog over there on the web chat, man. Appreciate you tuning in, my man.
Thank you for saying more than five words, and we do appreciate everybody that's over on the web chat and everybody that's listening in. If you want to come in, if you want to call in and talk about these random acts of entertainment, you can go ahead and hit us up, 718-508-9972. Hit that number one, and we'll bring you in. So, these random acts of entertainment, and trust me, it's been a lot of them. We just got through talking about Bobby Christina, Lupe Fiasco, Marsha Ambrosius, and I don't know if anybody has seen this show. It used to come on TV1, I believe, The Christies. It was about Doug Christie and his wife and how they were, you know, they were a little different from most couples in the things that they did. Recently, Doug Christie's wife went on and did an interview where she stated that every year they have a wedding. Not just like a simple vow renewal, they have a full-out wedding every year. And she said that it was her idea, and that the reason that they have a wedding every year is because if you're busy planning a wedding every year, you don't have time to plan a divorce. Wow. Yeah. Now, I'm not married. And if we have anybody out there that's married, please call in, hit us on Facebook, hit us on Twitter. Let us know, what do you think? I don't understand that to save my life. If that's the only way that you can keep from planning a divorce, you might want to reevaluate the marriage. That's just me, you know. And maybe, hey, it works for them, but I don't know
how much money
they
spend, man.
She don't care. It's his money. But when was the last time he got a ring?
When was the last time he got a division?
Where is
the Chris? What team you play on now? I know he was on the Spurs, but I know he got traded.
Does he still play?
That's a great question.
He's gonna have an OJ meltdown in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
OJ was paying out all that money and had to score a touchdown in about 20 years. He is retired. Doug Christie is retired.
Wow.
I guess that's in the budget. I guess it is. And I was corrected by someone. Big shout out to D. Singletary. Rihanna was in the movie.
For what? I guess.
She was in Bring It On, like Bring It On 2 or 3 or 4, like, and she played herself in the movie.
Yeah, that don't count, man.
Well, you know, maybe that was challenging for her to play a singer in the movie. She says she's played herself long enough, so.
Look, man, the size of Rihanna's head is large enough for her to have a large brain. When you have a large brain, you can take in a lot more information. If you're taking a lot more information, you can do a lot more things. I don't see if that would have been hard for her.
I think that you can have a big head, but if you got a small brain, it doesn't really matter. T-Rex had a big head.
I'm trying to help out, man. I'm trying to help out.
It ain't working. Anyway, so random acts of entertainment. Last night, in Atlanta, they had the ATL Live on the Park. ATL Live on the Park is a monthly showcase of R&B singers.
Mm-hmm.
New, old, you know, up and coming. They're all there. Everybody from Akon to Dave Hollister to Next to everybody has performed at this. It's been going on for about a year. Last night, Jagged Edge performed. Now, for those who don't know, Jagged Edge is back with a new record deal, and they're about to drop a new album. RL, the lead singer of Next, was actually in the house last night. So, of course, everybody, you know, they're doing their photo ops and everything. And he goes up and he takes a picture with one of the twins and then another member of Jagged Edge. They call over the other twin. Another twin comes over and he looks at RL and he says, "I can't even fake it," and walks off. So wow. It's just, yeah. And so they kind of, RL kind of went in. We actually have a clip of this. It was an interview done not even 5 minutes after. Not even 5 minutes after the incident. We got a clip of RL doing an interview and basically explaining the incident. If we could go ahead and pull that clip up, this is RL from Next talking about the incident between he and Jagged Edge.
What's up? I just took a picture with one of the twins, and I think it was Kyle, right? The other twin walked by and was like, the other one was like, I can't even fake it. Man, listen, you know what's crazy? I look at all these white groups going on tour, the Rolling Stones and Rod Stewart making this money. I'm not trying to be a nigga. I love Jagged. I love 112. I'm a fan of good music. You know, you have me in the studio. People ask where I've been. I've been writing records for everybody, getting that money. But I'm going to ask you a question. Why do they try to divide us, and why do we let it happen? Why would one of the twins not want to take a picture with a nigga from Next just because? I love Jagged. I love 112. That right there is me, Sugar. Me, I bought all their records, and I'll continue to do it. You know why? Because I love black music.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he was speaking the truth, man.
Wow. You know what? He was speaking the truth.
Yep.
He was speaking the truth, man,
because Like you said, if all those white bands can do it and, you know, and still continue to get this money, you know, 40, 50 years later after they even came out, you know, saying we all need to band together, man, and get that money too. You know, it's still an audience out there for them that they can still sell out arenas and stuff, man, and, you know, make enough money off them shows. But,
well,
situations like that,
what,
man,
What's crazy about that is, and if you're on the line and you want to speak on this, go ahead and press that number one. Give us a call, 718-508-9972. What's funny about this is that actually Next has been touring with a lot of the 90s R&B acts. They've done some tours with Drew Hill. They've done tours with SWV. They've done a lot of tours with everybody except for Jagged Edge. Now, on the internet today, a lot of people were saying that the reason that he probably didn't want to take the picture with RL was because a couple of years ago, Next put out a mixtape, and at the end of one of the songs, RL kind of did it wasn't a diss necessarily, but it was just kind of like, you know how you may do a warning, like, you know, all you other guys, y'all better step it up because we're coming back out, you know, kind of thing. So a lot of people were saying that because he dissed them back then, which was like 5 or 6 years ago, that's the reason that, you know, that he didn't want to take a picture with him. My thing about this is I think he's absolutely right. And I talked to RL this morning, and what he said made perfect sense. It's not about a beef. It's not about a beef at all. What it's about is unity within urban music. We've talked about this on this show. We've talked about this on the Middleman show. We've talked about it time and time again. I think that's one of the main reasons that a lot of these groups can't make a comeback.
Right.
If you think about it, every 2 years U2 drops an album. Now you may not have they may not be on top of the charts, but they're one of the biggest touring acts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They still get Grammys and American Music Awards when they drop these albums. Like, they're still remaining relevant. And I think the same thing could happen for some of these R&B acts, and for some part, some of these hip hop acts. But these guys, they tour together. U2 and Rolling Stones, they tour together. Aerosmith, they tour together. You have people that they don't even necessarily get along personally, but they know at the end of the day, look, this is going to make some money. This is going to reignite our careers. This is going to make our fans happy. So let's do it. Why can't we do that in urban music? So I'm not going to talk about it too much because actually RL is going to come in on a future show, and he's going to talk a little bit about it. He's also going to talk about some of the projects he's working on and just the state of music, period.
So we got RL coming in. You got this burden.
Hey, man, you know, a couple of them records helped me out back in the day. I don't know about y'all, but, you know.
Man, that's what's up.
Yeah, you throwing that butter love, you know, you look too close, man.
Now, speaking of R&B acts, Chris Brown.
Okay.
I did not post this on the Middleman page. I did not post this on my R&BLover.com site. I'm sorry. These pictures of Chris Brown that leaked last week, I'm not posting. But everybody keeps asking me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it for just a second. The man has an album coming out. He's trying to get any image out there other than Rihanna's face being beat in. So, yeah, he dyed his hair blonde, and he posed nude in front of the bathroom, and he sent the picture out. Is anybody surprised?
I'll wait.
Not really? Not at all. Nobody's surprised. And, like, who really cares? At what point did the music come second to the scandal? I don't understand this. Why does the scandal have to be more than the music? Why do we have to be, like, honestly, has anybody ever seen a Brandy sex tape? No. Nobody ever saw an Aaliyah sex tape. Nobody ever saw, like, nobody saw, you didn't see a leaked pictures of the Temptations? Earth, Wind & Fire wasn't busting it open in front of the camera? Gladys Knight didn't have a sex tape. Why are these cats, why do they think that I have to take my clothes off and send it out to the world in order to sell albums? And what does that have to do with selling albums? I don't get it. Maybe I'm just
man.
Yeah, maybe I'm cut from a different cloth. I don't understand. I don't get it.
That's what I've been going through for the last past 4 years. I mean, you know, you do a sex tape or you snap some new pics, bam, sell an extra 200,000 copies. Or you get a movie deal.
Well, that's fine. That's great for them, but I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, because what happens when you... Well, I guess they're just not thinking of that. I was talking with a buddy of mine the other day, and he was just saying, he was like, you know, a lot of these artists, you know, they'll put out 4 albums and be like, well, you know, I've done my thing in the industry, I'm going to retire now. After 4 albums, realize that Stevie Wonder put out 43 albums. The Temptations had 54 albums. You're going to retire after 4 albums, like you've done something. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't think that the artists nowadays are thinking about a career past 3 or 4 years. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's just a little crazy.
Because of the do you think it's because of the like the deals and, you know, how everything is broken down, that they just tired of all that?
I don't necessarily think it's that. I think that a lot of people are spoiled nowadays. They want this. I think that people want the celebrity more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
in it for the celebrity more than they're actually in it for the artistry of it. You know, it's not about getting my music out there. You know, they'll say, you know, I won't worry about putting out albums because I got a TV show now. A prime example,
right?
Eve. Eve had her TV show for a few seasons. You know, I think it was maybe like 3 or 4 seasons of her show. And in that time, I used to sit there and I used to wonder, it's like, okay, Eve has gotten some pretty good ratings on her show. Why is she not dropping an album during this time? Like, she's hot right now. You know, she's got the clothing line. She's on cover of magazines. She's doing interviews. Wouldn't this be a good time while the awareness of you is up to put out some more music? I think that's the mentality that a lot of artists, you know, back in the day, I think if Lionel Richie would have had a television show, he would have been like, okay, at the end of the season, I'm dropping an album.
And he would have.
And he would have.
And it would have.
Oh.
Hell yeah. But he would have dropped it.
But, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I think the artists nowadays are cut from a different cloth. And it may be because of the deals. I know that even as screwed up as some of the deals are today, they have nothing, and we've talked to Charlie about this plenty of time, they have nothing on the deals of the 50s and the 60s.
Right.
where you still have record labels who have sections on their website. If you haven't received any of your royalties in the last 40 years, click here. So, yeah, they're not doing as bad as those cats did. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, I think that now, I actually watched, and this is kind of going into our next one, for those who are familiar with Diddy's Making the Band, his girl group, Danity Kane, we all know they broke up a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Aubrey O'Day, who was one of the more visual members of the group, she just debuted on Oxygen with her new reality show. It's called All About Aubrey. And the one thing that was, I watched the show, and I feel upset because I can't get that hour of my life back. It was that bad, man. How she jacked off a dog on national television.
What?
She wanted to have her dog's sperm frozen in case anything ever happened to him, that she would be able to have puppies from that. She could breed it with another dog and have puppies. First off, the male dog's name is Marianne, which is mind-boggling to me. The male dog's name is Marianne. She wanted to freeze his sperm, so they jacked the dog off. Like, it's no way to get around that. But, and it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. So she was talking with one of her,
right there,
with her manager. And her manager was like, he wanted to get rid of the image of, because she wanted to make her return to music. He was like, I want to get rid of the perception that you just want to be a celebrity. Her response to that is, well, celebrity pays where artistry doesn't. And I think that kind of speaks to the mentality of a lot of the artists nowadays.
Yes,
she made some good points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said a girl on a reality show that acts wild and does this and all that kind of crazy stuff will get a record deal over a girl that is just legitimately talented.
Yeah.
Which is true. You know, which is true. But to go as far as to jack your dog off on your reality show, like us?
Yeah, that right there, man. You deserve a kidney punch for that one.
Some people,
ladies and gentlemen,
respect.
The views of Alan do not necessarily represent those of the middleman or Nikki. We do not condone punching anyone in the kidney, especially a female, especially
that's
a white
third. Hey, that's what she deserves, man. She'll get that act right after that, man. You don't want to see that kidney punch.
She'll get the act right after the kidney. I got you. I got you.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you, man. Check this out.
Okay.
What is this rumor about Usher that's going on right now? You know anything about that? Usher and Toys, and I'll leave it at that.
Usher? Well, okay. For the last week or so, the more popular bloggers have been approached by someone attempting to sell a sex tape of Usher and his ex-wife Tamika Raynor. First off, no one wants to buy this tape. Everybody has turned down this tape. TMZ said we don't want it. Even Vivid Entertainment, who puts out, like, who usually buys the sex tapes from the celebrities, they don't want it. This is the sex tape that no one wants to see. But apparently, there's a screenshot that the whoever is trying to sell the tape, there's a screenshot of Usher's wife, you know, in a compromising, well, basically, Usher's in a compromising position, and there's supposed to be some type of toy going into somewhere in Usher's nether region. Now, I don't want to see that. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
I'm trying to tell him. I knew it, man.
I mean,
what can you really say? I mean, like, are y'all surprised?
No, I'm not, man. I'm not. Not at all.
Are y'all surprised?
But no, but I don't think that the tape is going to see the light of day because nobody wants
to watch it.
Like nobody wants to see it. Have you seen his ex-wife?
I've seen a few pictures of.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah,
nobody really wants to see that. So I'm hoping that this doesn't see the light of day. You know, hopefully it'll just kind of go away because I think it kind of scares people, even the thought of that. Like, I don't want to see Usher with anything going up here. I just don't want to see that. Like,
right.
I don't know. Anyway,
I should have stopped at the TMZ turn them out.
Yeah, they should have. I know this is one topic that everybody has been talking about. It's been trending topics. It's been on CNN. It's been on Larry King. Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
Duh. Winning.
Charlie Sheen.
Duh.
First off,
winning.
Let me say this. This man was making $2 million an episode. On Two and a Half Men. I never saw the show. I don't know if either one of you has. But $2 million an episode. Let me say this from just a political standpoint. $2 million an episode, and we still have a massive homeless problem in the United States is absolutely ridiculous. That's just my personal take on it. That's my personal take on it. But Charlie went a little crazy. You know, if you haven't seen, he's released a series of viral blogs and, you know, just basically saying, you know, hey, we have, you know, basically, look, they got drugs going on there. They got people snorting cocaine. They got this going on. They got that going on. And that's my question. Now, would you think they let Todd Bridges get away with that? Hell no.
They did. Hey, but you know what, man? The funny part about it, man, people that you know, of color, when they get on a situation like that and they start using drugs like that, man, they get a reality show like Flavor Flav. You know Flav on crack.
We know,
or they go
but
to
he
jail.
Didn't get $2 million an episode.
No, Flav got over a meal, though, for that crap.
He got over a meal for the show. But you gotta think, that was 3 seasons of the show, plus 4 spinoff shows of it. So what took him 3.5 years to get, Charlie Sheen doubled that in one episode.
Right.
And it's nothing new. That's the thing about it. It's nothing new. They've always done when... Now, they fired him to... It's to the point now that they really didn't have a choice but to let him go. But when you look at it in the history of television, just going back in the days, you had a lot of those same people who had those cocaine problems, who had just the drug problems. They had a lot of behavior that was erratic outside of the show. We actually have a clip of this. Everybody's pretty familiar with John Witherspoon. He played Pops on the Wayans Brothers. He's the grandfather on the Boondocks. You know him from the Friday movies. What a lot of people might not know is that early in his career, John Witherspoon was heavily involved with Richard Pryor. And the Richard Pryor show, the variety show that came on NBC back in the day, you might not remember that because it only was on for 4 weeks. Mainly because of the drug problems that Richard Pryor had. Yet, in the same studio, you had Freddie Prinze, you had Johnny Carson, who both had serious drug problems. So this clip that we're about to play is John Witherspoon. This was about 3 years ago on New York Hot 97 with Miss Jones in the Morning. And he's talking about Richard Pryor and the comparisons to what else was going on at NBC back in the day. This is John Witherspoon on Hot 97 talking about Richard Pryor. The Middleman presents Parker Town.
Winning.
Who's one of the craziest you worked with?
I think Richard Pryor was a great crazy. But we had the Richard Pryor show. That show didn't last for four weeks.
Too much drugs?
Too many drugs, brother. 8 o'clock in the morning, cocaine and vodka.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And that's the party. That's the morning.
And they get ready to shoot.
Baby.
They get ready to shoot these scenes and he couldn't
shoot the dope at the same time.
He couldn't shoot.
Damn.
He couldn't stop cursing. See.
Well, he said they used to have vodka, cocaine, and bean pies.
Bean pies. He would have bean pies coming to the set at NBC. I think it is NBC in Burbank, California. The Muslim coming
y'all
there in the morning.
Y'all want those white people out.
Warm, crazy. Chick, we eating chicken and dancing.
They should have canceled you. Like, I was
we were loud. Everybody cursing. And Johnny Carson show next to us was a little pure white folks.
So real quick, when you were doing the Richard Pryor show, it was Richard Pryor show in one studio, Johnny Carson another one.
Next to us.
Freddie Prinze was hooked on pills.
He's hooked
Johnny
on Quaaludes.
Johnny Carson supposedly had a mean cocaine addiction.
Cocaine.
And Richard Pryor.
So, but
did anybody not do drugs?
No one. They all did drugs, but see, no one knew about Johnny Carson, and nobody knew about Freddie Prinze.
Because they wasn't cussing and carrying on and got bean pies.
Because Johnny Carson, Johnny Carson was straight. You know, but he had a cocaine head. His nose up. He had to put a. It was a hole in his nose.
Mm. If you ever watched a rerun
but
of
people,
Johnny,
yeah.
He always would fit
yeah.
with his nose while he was doing his stand up.
But people never say that because Middle America would be shocked if they knew Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson.
No winning.
He's having a great time with that.
But it does bring up a good question.
Winning.
Now, they hid that for years and years with Johnny Carson. Don't you think that if they could have swept that under the rug, if it hadn't been for YouTube, they could have swept all that under the rug? Because you got to think, 2.5 Men really kind of brought Charlie Sheen, because, you know, Charlie Sheen's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of actors that have had his career span that can still claim that they're A-list actors at this point in their career. So my feeling is if they hadn't gotten out, they would have just dealt with it. They would have dealt with the erratic behavior if no one else would have known about it.
Right.
You heard what he said. Johnny Carson, they had to plug a hole in his nose. You know how much cocaine you have to snort to wear a hole clean? You have to. That's literally burning a hole into your nose from drug use.
Man, that is crazy.
But they got rid of Richard Pryor after 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you said, and as Charlie Sheen said, he's winning. You know, he's actually planning on suing the network now. You know, he's got an open lawsuit. They're planning on countersuing. It's going to be. This is big, and like, once again, I've never seen the show. To be honest, I really didn't know that he was on the show until somebody started going out. I don't follow Travis Sheen like that. Maybe that's why. But everybody's talking about their winning now. Everybody's talking about Tiger Blood and all that kind of crazy stuff.
Hey,
I
man.
Think what we're gonna...
yeah. It's kind of funny, though, man, because you think about it. Him, Robert Downey Jr., what's the other one? Oh, God. The one that played Jack
Sparrow. I mean, there's plenty of them, okay?
I mean, but it's like, man, like you said earlier, man, they get in that type of situation, and they can make a comeback. And you look at other artists or other actors, man, once they get out, they gone. They done. They done.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You see, they hadn't really let, like, Martin Lawrence has been fighting his way back in.
And he has to wear the dress to get back in. Y'all know what I mean. Because that Wanda and the other show, I thought that movie was fake. That's not a fake movie. That's a real movie.
They're actually doing the Wanda and Shanae
they
movie.
I told you. Yeah, they actually, and you know what? We need to boycott that. Seriously.
They're going to push that through, man.
We need to boycott that.
In a perfect world, it would happen. In a perfect world.
What you were saying then? Sorry about that.
Well, no, you good. What I was saying is we're going to go ahead and we're going to take our last break of the day. When we get back, we're going to debut a new segment. It's a brand new segment. I was compelled to answer some questions in a very unique way. So we're going to take our last break of the day. Once again, keeping in with playing this great music, this new great R&B music, we're playing a new record by Noel Gordine. A lot of you might know him from the song The River. He's back with a new single and a new album coming out next month. This is Noel Gordine with Beautiful, right here on The Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton.
called you hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shouty or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you Don P, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, the H word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on, I'll only call you a princess, a goddess, in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you, squeeze you. Your love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. From now on, I'll only call you beautiful.
That was Noel Gordine, Beautiful, from his new album. It'll be out next month. We'll have some more information on that. I love that record. Real positive. I have a lot of positive records out right now. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good dude. You know, I kind of prejudged him when he first came out, but he's a good dude. Makes good music. Can't really hate on that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Random Acts of Entertainment. Been rocking with us all hour. We really appreciate it. But what I want to do is, I want to introduce a new segment that we will be doing right here on Talk of the Town with Nitty. This is called Life Questions Answered in Four Words. I'll say that one more time. Life Questions Answered in Four Words. I was talking to a couple friends of mine, and they had some issues. I told them to write them down, send them to me, and I'm actually going to address them tonight. Now, the first one, this one's a little crazy. It says, my son has been acting out lately. He keeps stealing candy from the neighborhood store, and the only reason they haven't called the police is because we all grew up together. His father is in and out of jail, and he is seriously lacking a male figure in his life. I'm at my wit's end, and I don't know what to do. We're going to answer that question, that life question, in four words. Beat your kid's ass. Thank you. It's just that simple. Beat your kid's ass.
Thank you.
Because if you don't beat his ass, somebody else will. Let me go back to it for a second. He keeps stealing candy from the neighborhood store, and the only reason they haven't called the police is because we all grew up together. You need your ass beat from that. those are people that you grow up with, and you know he keep going there stealing their stuff. You need your ass beat, but you need to beat your kid's ass, because if you don't do it, somebody's going to do it later on in life. I promise you. And it can either happen in jail, it can happen on the street, but it's going to happen. So beat your kid's ass. Next question. I just recently caught my daughter with extra clothes in her bag. Turns out she's been changing clothes when she gets to school. I never bought these clothes, and I don't know where she got the money from because she's only 14 and doesn't have a job. I've always heard about this type of thing and saw it in movies, but I never imagined it would go on in my own house. I'm scared that if I confront her about it, it will only make things worse. What course of action should I take? Course of action is very simple. Follow a course into your room. Open your top drawer. Grab a belt and beat your kid's ass. I don't understand this. Now, the girl is 14 years old. Says, I never bought these clothes. I don't know where she got the money from because she's only 14 and doesn't have a job. Okay, so there's a bigger issue there because she's getting that money from somewhere. So you really need to beat your kid's ass because you need to find out where that money is coming from. She either stealing it from you or somebody giving it to her on the street. In either case, she's going to end up in a worse situation. I'm scared that if I confront her about it, it'll only make things worse. You the parent? What the hell you scared for? See, let me tell you something. I was scared of my mama. I'm still scared of my mama. I'm 30 years old. Beat your kid's ass. It's just that simple. It ain't so much more to it. Kevin, we talk about this all the time. And the one thing I can say about Kevin is he's not one of those parents that's just, I don't care what my kids have to say. No. That's not the case. But the rules of his house are just that. They're the rules of his house. And that's how I was raised. That's how Al was raised. That's how we were all raised. Beat your kid's ass. It's just that simple.
Rob, life question answer. Macho Man Savage elbow off the top rope.
Right. I'm saying. So every week we're going to have this. And I want people to email us questions. Email us at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Hit us up on our Facebook page. Hit us up on Twitter. Like us on the on our Facebook page. Follow us on our blog talk page. And send us these messages. Let us know. Because every week we're going to answer these questions. Life's questions answered in 4 words. I really appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight. We definitely appreciate you with coming with a hot show on Sunday. A hot show on Sunday. Very hot show. Am I in my own way? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Am I in my own way? This Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Middlemen. Am I in my own way? BlogTalkRadio.com/Middlemen. Make sure you tune in. 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Guys, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Hey, man, great show. I want to appreciate everybody that was over on the web chat, all the guests, all the people that's out there listening to us on the internet. Go to our Blog Talk page. Click like on Blog Talk. Click follow. Facebook, like. And y'all keep tuning in.
That's right.
Because you know what?
We
the middle men, we are...
Duh. Winning.
Yes.
Hilarious. We out. Right. Edit that outro for me.
The middleman shouted, beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for? So take a listen, time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, here. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com. The middle me.
Duh. Winning.
I'm going to take that button away from you. You're killing me with the button.
Hey, man. I like it.
clearly. I know you've been waiting on that one for a minute.
Yeah. It's better than what I'm hoping to throw you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Don't even think about pressing that button. I'll chop
Yo,
the thing off.
I won't. He won't.
I'm just saying.
He won't. Yo, show me.
Running. Hopefully those parents will be winning after they beat their kids' ass. I'm just saying. Well, I'll say it just like it was told to me. Little kids are to be seen, not heard.
Hit them in the throat.
I'm excited about this Sunday, guys. I think it's going to be a great show this Sunday.
Yeah.
Not
are
everybody
you
in
laughing. Your own way? Am I in my own way?
That's going to be hot.
Let's make
don't
it happen.
Y'all up, man. Nothing I'm hungry,
down.
Man. I'm about to kill. I'm about to kill $5. You always hungry, man. I don't know. I got to eat.
And we out.
Winning.
Mm-hmm.